Why are we running towards stories instead of running from our stories? And I was saying that this is relevant to my personal life right now and some stories that are coming up from my maternal line. And we were talking about this in our Inner Circle Mastermind group recently as well, the different stories that people have that influences who they are. And also, this is the time of year that we dive into talking about Norse mythology. So really, the culmination of all of this is what is bringing us to this topic today. We know that you were born magical. We know that you are intuitive, and we know that you are brimming with everyday enchantment. Here at the Sisters Enchanted, we believe in intention, we believe in intuition, and we believe in everyday magic. Welcome in to the Expedition to Soul podcast. Now, in my life, one of the stories that has come up recently, and I've shared this with some people here, there, and around the internet, my grandparents, I moved them to live, near me, closer to me this summer. And I always knew that we had this story in our maternal line of young mothers. So I knew my grandmother was a young mother. My mom was a young mother. And I am the modern average aged mother, I guess. So my mom, though, was a young mom. Her mom was a young mom. And that certainly impacted the way that I was raised. And I knew this, but I never sat back and did the math and thought about just how young my grandmother was when she became a mom. And I didn't realize how young she was when she got married. So my grandmother got married 5 days after turning 16. And I just realized this while we were trying to get her driver's license for this state and all these things transferred over. And it really got me thinking about how we run from the stories that we are born into, or the lives we have, or bits and pieces about ourselves that we might just not want to continue being part of, or we might not want to continue talking to those bits and pieces of selves and the decisions that we make. So my grandmother grew up in Kentucky on a farm with not a lot of money. She didn't have and my grandmother's she's only 84. So when she was even 15 as a kid, they didn't have like modern housing resources and things like a lot of people did at that time. They had an outhouse. And so she got married and really just ran into a whole different life, a whole different situation. And I got to thinking about this as a story and how that story of not being that kid from Kentucky informed her as an adult, and how that informed her choices and how she raised my mom, and then how my mom was raised, and how those stories impacted how she raised me and the things that occurred in my life, right? So looking at your life and thinking about the stories in your own life, but not just your own life, in your ancestral, in your lineage, the people who raised you, the people who made you who you are, what are those stories that folks are either not really, they don't want to talk about, or they're the stories that they are actively running from? We see this too on my husband's side of the family. We learned a week before his grandmother passed away that my husband's mom was adopted. And my husband didn't realize this. Nobody had ever told him. They didn't speak of it. And just like my grandmother, she couldn't even remember the town or the county she got married in all those years ago when she was 16 years old. And we're trying to get her marriage records, and she couldn't even remember. So the story here on both sides, there's all of these hidden stories, right? And they're hidden because people aren't sharing them for some reason. There's some aspect of them that are running, they're running from these stories. My husband's grandmother also, we found out after she passed through a stranger on the internet that she had been married in California. Now we live in Connecticut. And nobody knew about this. Nobody knew she had ever been there. Nobody ever knew that there was this marriage. And we have no answers. That person she was married to has since passed. And we've got no answers and so many questions. And I bring this to our attention because who you are is informed by these people, right? These people who raised you. And the stories that perhaps they were not looking at, the stories they were kind of sneaking around the corner from, they were hiding from, the stories that they were trying to get just get away from those stories. Those stories impacted them and impacted how they raised you or how they influenced you into being. And now what are your stories that you maybe aren't telling or that you are kind of running from? And what can we do to run back toward those stories and make amends with them, heal the stories, bring them into our wholeness, and really change the way we look at them, from things that we just want to hide from, we don't want to acknowledge, we want to run from, to things that make us who we are. These are the stories that inform our strengths, our weaknesses, our lessons learned, and how we impact those around us. So how do we run back into those stories? One of the things that I love about reading stories and fictional stories is that we can see what happens in totally made up imagined endings, right? People who might do this very thing and see that there is possibility that things are going to be even better than they were before. When we come to terms with our stories, we run back into them and we tell our stories rather than moving away from them. Now, I posted this morning in our app group, our Expedition to Soul app group that we have, if you're in our app over there. I posted about Odin's Wild Hunt. Now, that's a Norse myth. And the reason that I'm bringing this up today is that's a story that you really might want to run from. It talks about Odin on the darkest night of the year. He's the all-father in Norse mythology. And it talks about how Odin rides through the sky. And if he sees you, he's going to collect your soul. So you want to hide from Odin. It's like a scary thing, right? And we can look at that story in two ways. Is this a spooky story, a story where we're putting the fear in people and we're hiding out from it? Or is it a story that we can lean into and say to ourselves, you know, rather than cowering from this scary story, how do we say that actually this is the perfect time to stay together as a family and stay inside and stay warm and cozy and support each other through this night? Because the next day the sun will rise again. And so will we, whether Odin went through the sky or not. And so we always have two options. We have the option to look at the story as something to hide from, to cower from, or to look at it as this time for growth and learning and an experience and warmth and shining our light in a different way. And we can see this in fictional stories and in our real life stories. So my question for you today, food for thought for this week, is what are the stories that you are hiding from? I think too that we have American Thanksgiving coming up next week. And of course, this is when we are, we ought to be practicing gratitude all the time, right? But if we are together with family who maybe just presses us a little wrong or really brings out something in us that we don't super love, look around at those family members and say, what are the stories that made them who they are? And have grace with those people and with yourself. Because we all have stories, and those stories inform all of the crazy, wacky things that we say to people and that people say to us, and that really put us on edge. But what are those stories? What are those people running from that's making them who they are? And what are you running from that is making you that person for somebody else, right? So it's a great time of year just to think about stories. What are your stories? What are the stories of your family? And lean into fictional stories. I love the Norse myths this time of year. I think they're a great blend of dark and ominousness, but also when you really get to the deep center of a Norse myth, there is warmth there. There's warmth and there's a lesson to be learned, but it's hidden under a total web of weirdness. And you got to get through that part. And I think that's a beautiful, you know, reflection of humans too, as us. There's a whole web of weirdness. And if you can get through it, there is warmth inside of each of us, but we got to dig through those odd, murky parts to get there because we all have the odd, murky parts, right? All right. That is your thoughts for today. I apologize if you're here watching live and my sound in the beginning was strange. The settings got changed on my computer somehow. It's that kind of day today. I got to ask our astrologer on the team here, Sarah, what's going on in the sky? Because we had tech glitches during our morning meeting and my mic changed channels on me on the computer without me doing anything. My husband woke up sick today. It seems like one of our team members, her internet is out. It seems like there is something amiss. Something amiss in the skies today. Anyway, let me see here if we got any comments coming in on the live recording here. I see that there is a comment that relatives' history are gone. I know my mom's side, many lost in the Holocaust. Others change, those change, left change religions to survive. Parents grew up in depression. That's all I know. How do I approach this? Well, I think that if you don't know a lot about your family history, and I actually don't know tons about mine on one side, my grandfather, my natural grandfather, my DNA grandfather, he died in a plane crash when I was 12. I think I was 12. He died in a plane crash. And we don't really speak of his side of the family much at all. And I don't really know anything about him. And the same on my own dad's side of the family. I don't know much about his mom or dad or anything. So I can relate to some of this. And I think that what I see in this specific share though here is that if you know that your family had that, was family heritage was lost in the Holocaust and changed direction as a result, I mean, that in and of itself is a hugely impactful story.
Think about what life would look like if you had the foundation to do the shadow work, understand where you're holding yourself back, and the confidence to bring some everyday magic elements into your life, follow your intuition, and know exactly the steps forward for you. Well, that's what we teach you and more in our Holistic Witchery program. Be sure to get on the wait list for Holistic Witchery. It's the one class we think everybody should take here at the Sisters Enchanted. It has changed so many lives and is at the core of all of our fundamental beliefs about who we are and how we propel ourselves forward in a way that makes great change for ourselves and those around us. Check out holisticwitchery.com, get on the wait list, and we can't wait to welcome you into class just as soon as enrollment opens.
And growing up in the Depression is another hugely impactful story. So how the people who raised you were impacted by those folks, right? And the decisions that they made and how you're still internalizing those decisions, even though you live in a different time. And I'm making the assumption that you live here in America right now. And, you know, so I think looking at, you know, you don't necessarily need to know every bit of history. I think you just need to understand that there's a story there and that story influenced those people who made you who you are. Just as with my husband's grandmother, we don't know anything really about her life. We do. We know a lot about her life since my husband was born. But before he was born, we don't know anything. There's so many secrets. And but what we know is that she was a woman with secrets. So when we look at the way that she treated her grandkids, we can now say, oh, I see this here. I see this in her. Or I see why maybe she was so, you know, this way or said these things or had these beliefs. I see that now from those stories. So I don't know that we need to know all of the details. I think that we simply need to see how it is. Another example in my own life, I don't know a lot about my dad's parents. I met my grandmother. His father passed when he was a kid, and I really don't know much about him, like at all. But I do know that my dad, having an older mother, my dad's siblings were old enough. One of his siblings was old enough to be his mother. So I do know, I can look at my dad and know that him losing his dad so young and being the way youngest child obviously impacted who he was, right? And his sense of responsibility for his mom. And so I can say now, oh, I see that in him. I see why those are the choices that he made, even without knowing anything about my paternal grandfather. I can still see that story and how it played out in his life and how it's playing out in my life now. So I think that it doesn't always have to be the facts, though the facts are fascinating to uncover. And it is now the thing that I say. I have a joke going about my daughter's 8 years old and my mom said something about her being eight. And I was like, oh yeah, in 8 years, she can get married. Because my grandma got married right after turning 16 and left home. And now I just get the eye rolls, you know, like, oh yeah, Sarah. Oh yeah. And whatnot. So I think just knowing the impact, we don't need to know every detail. I think knowing the impact, but knowing with yourself too, you know, those bits and pieces of yourself, those little stories that you really don't want to tell other people, or you think like, yeah, I'm not that person anymore and no one needs to know about that. And maybe nobody needs to know about that, but I think what's helpful for you is to know how that's impacting who you are and the decisions you're making. Because people who don't know that story, they don't know why you are saying the things you're saying or where you're coming from or the experience that you had. They don't know that. And so if you're more aware of it, like, oh, this is a piece of my story that I don't particularly care to share or talk about, and it makes me perceive things in this way, it makes me behave, act, think in this way, you can better adjust that for people who wouldn't know that side of you, and maybe communicate a little bit differently too. And again, this is a great time of year to think about this, because right now we're in the ideate phase of the year, which is the time that's part of our five eyes spiral of expansion. This is the fourth eye ideate. And this is the time where we're dreaming about the future. We're reimagining how that can look. And part of that reimagining is putting pieces together in a different way. So if there's a piece of your story or your family history or your lineage or your ancestral stories that you are just really trying to come to terms with or don't know how that fits, or you just can't understand why your parents, your grandparents, your aunt, your uncles, whoever were a certain way, take those pieces and put them together in a different way. Understand from a different perspective, or just integrate it into your life in a different way. But this is the time to be doing that. This is the time to be reimagining the path forward. And in these coming weeks, when we're going to spend more time with family, possibly, or friends or whoever, and maybe some of those people are people who you really have a hard time spending time with, or really just being in a room or a space with those people, remembering that there are stories all around you. A person is not just a person. A person is a, think of every person, right? With this like thought bubble mind thing, kind of like the Seven of Cups in tarot over their head, of all of their stories. All their stories are just in there with them all the time, and they're informing every single thing. And then you have your stories. And if those stories are not in alignment, if they're clashing, they don't understand one another, or you don't even know about them because they're hidden somewhere in a dusty trunk for somebody and they're not open about it. You know, we have these things. So I think that we can stay more grounded and present in ourselves when we have an understanding of story. And again, I also just love fictional stories this time of year, particularly the Norse myths, because they are wild. They're a little dark, a little ominous. But I think that that is a perfect metaphor for humans. I think that, you know, we hear a lot about love and light and being, you know, being the beacon of light in your life. And that's all well and good. You know, I hope that I'm a beacon of light for somebody somewhere, but that doesn't mean that I don't have like these bits of myself that are also totally wild and a web of weirdness and the murky parts that I have to really sift through and dig through to uncover that light every day. You know, we all have that. No one's without that. And I think that it's understanding those stories. And that's why I love the Norse myths, though, because they don't shy away from that murky stuff, the really just nature of who somebody is, and putting it out there for everybody to see. And I think that that is something that we can certainly learn from and bring a little bit into ourselves as well. All right. All right. I appreciate the kind comments for those of you who are watching live here today. I see Ken looking at family stories be a part of shadow work or help you with shadow work. Yes, for sure. For sure. I know in my own life, I've shared a little bit about my upbringing, and I had, you know, compared to many, many people, an amazing upbringing, and also compared to many other people, a really not amazing upbringing. And I am blessed. I always had a roof over my head and food on my table. Wasn't always a lot of food, but it was there. And there was always a roof over my head. And I'm very grateful for that. And there were a lot of parts of my childhood and things I experienced that I would never wish upon somebody else ever in a million years. And I have two options, just like we all do. I can be mad about it, or I can say, here's the stories that informed my parents' decisions. Here's the stories who made them who they are. And here's how it impacted me and created my story. And now what am I doing with that story? So that's certainly shadow work, 100,000,000%. And coming to peace, you don't have to forgive stories, but just coming to them from like a, yes, that's a story, kind of peace neutral situation, I think can go a long way in helping to release resentments and anger and just the things that really hold us back. And again, that doesn't mean you have to forgive and forget. That means just taking care of yourself and letting go of some of that resentment, because, you know, at the end of the day, we're all people. We're all making mistakes. But seeing these stories can help with that. All right, then. There are some bits for you today. Run into the stories, people. Grab your oxygen. Put on your oxygen mask from the airplane. Do you first? I don't know what I'm trying. Now I'm mixing metaphors. But run into the fire. Run into the story and check it out instead of running from it. And yeah. All right, then, y'all. If you need more grounding tips for this holiday season, be sure to download your copy of the Stay Magic digital magazine. It's free. And you can find it in our app group. I've emailed it out a few times. And if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, the link is with it. And if you are listening to this later in the future on the podcast, you can find it on our social media. And you can always email us and we'll get you the link as well. So it's free, a little digital magazine with all sorts of tips on staying grounded this holiday season from our contributing teachers and myself. And then we also have our 2023 Lunar Planner. If you're looking to start planning for next year, you can grab that as well. All right, then, everybody. I hope that you all have a great day ahead. Thank you for hanging out with me. I appreciate it. And until next week, I hope that you have an enchanted rest of your day ahead. Bye.